Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Oh, man. You know what that made me think of?
Yoda, because that's who it was?
Well, that was Yoda, yeah. But Hassan Whiteside's back on Snapchat. He's back. And he's talking to animals again. And I felt like we've needed some positivity with Hassan Whiteside on Snapchat because it's all been so negative. And maybe you need a little reminder why you love him.
Yeah, have him talk to something that can't talk back.
Like, so he's sitting there with his cat.
He has a cat already. Can't trust
him. Well, I think he's back home because he's in North Carolina. So maybe it's his mom's cat. I don't know.
Okay.
But kind of his cat. And this cat is just laying there looking at him. Hello. And Hassan Whiteside, of course, has to have a conversation with it.
S'mores. S'mores. Say hey to Snapchat. S'mores. Hey, Snapchat. S'mores. Hey, s'mores. Say hey to IG. S'mores. S'mores. S'mores, look. S'mores. Why you be laying on your back like Garfield? Huh?
Because I'm a cat, dummy.
Because I am Garfield. Now, Robbie, do you have the one where he was in the gym talking about his shooting ability? Because this was the interesting one, if you want the juicy nuggets. So he's in the gym, and he's shooting the jumpers.
What gym?
Looked like a high school gym.
Okay, not the Heat gym.
Not the Heat gym, no. He's in Carolina. So he gets the top of the key. Let's the old three-pointer cut loose. Nails it. Don't know how many takes it took. Nails it. And
he was 100% on the season from three-point range.
That's fair. I'm sorry. I blasphemed his three-point ability. And he said that people don't realize he's a shooter.
Unless you know me, which 95% of y'all don't. You don't know I got that jump. You can shoot and not allowed. Clip that.
The difference between not being a shooter, Leroy, and not being allowed.
Really?
Yeah, man.
No, you're 7 foot. You need to be closer to the rim so you can get them rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody else is 7 foot.
I wonder if they
Somebody said he makes my stomach hurt.
We used to love that man. When he was talking to the animals, they used to be charming.
Yeah, but he has a cat, man. Cat people, give me the creeps.
What's worse, cat person or fish person?
Cat person.
Really?
Yeah, because fish,
fish are contained.
No, let me rethink this. Because if you talk to a cat, he may acknowledge you.
Mm-hmm.
Fish can't hear you.
No,
you still talking to a fish.
No, fish are just hoping you don't tap on their glass.
Right.
Maybe they know by the shadow that food is coming.
Somebody texted to say Yoda done boxed me in.
Well, let's get to your chance to win $1,000 right now in the Win Thousands free contest. Your word is learn, as Yoda said. Learn, LEARN, learn. Text that to 72881. And you're registered. If you don't win now, you'll have another chance at the top of next hour in the Sports Flash. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXY AM South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar.
Well, we got ourselves a little bit of a
nut game
tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals between the Cavaliers and the Celtics in Boston. The tip-off's at 8:30, and I believe we will have the coverage starting with the pregame at 7:30 on the ticket.
Nice.
Also, I guess you can call this one a nut game, too, a Game 7 in the NHL.
I would say Game 7's a nut game.
Yeah.
Game 7's for sure a nut game.
It qualifies.
Definitely qualifies, Riles.
It's the Washington Capitals at the Tampa Bay Lightning, and the winner will get to the Stanley Cup Finals to take on Vegas.
I don't know bleep about bleep with hockey, but I definitely want to see Ovechkin. Let's see if he can get the thing off his back. I want to see him, and I want to see Chris Paul.
Both got all over their semi-hump of not getting to the conference finals.
Right.
By the way, I know how people used to feel about Hassan. Tides have turned.
Oh, ready? They hate the cat thing?
He makes my stomach hurt. He has a cat, already can't trust him. Whenever Hassan snaps from the gym, it's always him shooting three-pointers. It's gross. No wonder he has horrible post skills and looks completely lost. Leroy, Hassan's where... Oh, Hassan is ass. Where were those jumpers against Embiid when he was sagging off of him, daring him to shoot? More like 95% of people know you can't dribble. Fish are more of a hobby than a pet. Cat person is worse. Fish are decoration. Cats will steal your breath. How many times have you ever heard crazy fish lady?
Hey, yo, I just got that work in the gym. You know it don't count unless you show it on social media. Hey, you know people don't think I work out unless I show it on social media. But, y'all, I got my drink. I got me a sweat. I'm tired. I got to let y'all know that. All right, man.
Somebody said Hassan needs to post workouts, him passing the ball and not mopping up and down the court, moping up and down the court.
Oh, man.
Jeez, how has the tide turned? Remember everybody called me a hater.
You know what changes the tide? Playing 10 minutes in the playoffs.
No. No. You think it was building. It was building. Because guess what? Everybody said in the first series, right? No. Everybody said before the playoffs got there. No. I hope we get to play Embiid. Because if he gets to play Embiid, he plays his best basketball.
Yeah, I thought that.
Yeah, that was you, wasn't it?
I was a dummy. I'm sorry. I thought he was going to be engaged. Like, I thought, because a couple things. One, I thought, okay, he's not going to be played off the court because I feel like the Sixers are going to play Embiid. They didn't play him until, I think it was, what, game three? Is that when he came
back? Game three.
Okay. So there was that. So he was already phasing out of the series. And, yeah, Embiid took his lunch money, man. And the thing that bothers me most is when Riley's talking about the shape that he came into the playoffs, and it's like, great. Okay, so Riley's saying he's not in shape, and he got run up and down the court by a guy who also is not in shape.
Yeah.
Like, it's exactly how the Celtics played him, was to run Joel Embiid's ass, and so he would be huffing and puffing at the end of games. Oh, Joel Embiid, take all the shots you want, man. Go ahead. Go ahead. We don't want Ilyasova and all these guys shooting threes. Go do your thing, Phantom of the Process. And then he's huffing and puffing by the end of it.
Just call him Phantom of the Process.
He called himself that. Self-dubbed. What else we got, Robbie?
You got a little more.
What we got? What we got?
You got a little Marlins and Mets tonight.
All right. Trying to take that series.
Yeah.
Should have had the last series.
See Caleb Whiff?
No.
Dealing.
6 2/3.
I was watching a basketball game. How many pitches, Robbie?
They actually let him through. He got to like 104 before they took him out.
Yeah.
Right. He had 87 going into the seventh inning. I thought for sure he was getting the hook. Mattingly actually let him in there. He's not a young guy.
All his other pitchers.
How old is Caleb Whiff?
I gotta say he's like pushing 30. But he hasn't been in the league that long.
I was hoping Caleb Smith was some top prospect that was going.
Well, he was traded from the Yankees. He was on the Yankees last year, had like a 7 ERA.
Did you hear last night on the telecast?
Guess was 26. He does. But I tell you what, he's got that. He's kind of got that sloth lefty look to where he looks like he's 36. You ever notice that, Leroy?
He does look like he's 36.
We're like, those lefties who don't have a lot of movement to them, they already look, they look the same age. Like, Tom Glavine looked the same age forever.
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 He retired, he was 40, and I'm like, wow.
I thought he was 40 when he was 26.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, Lewis Brinson had a cool catch yesterday, and Derek Dietrich went deep.
Off AJ Ramos.
Yep. Revenge hit. Is it a revenge hit if it's your friend?
Well, yeah, AJ Ramos got rocked last year. Oh, like he came in the ninth with a 3-run lead, and he blew it.
I like AJ Ramos, man.
Notice only the guys who was on the team actually hit well off of him.
Do you know that AJ Ramos and Giancarlo Stanton still live together?
Yeah, they're both playing in New York.
Like, they still live together. When Giancarlo Stanton got traded to the Yankees, AJ Ramos is not poor.
Nope.
But they're like, hey, roomie, hey.
You think Giancarlo's going to sue him to evict him?
I don't know, man. Why is Amber FaceTiming me?
Oh, I do that all the time. I butt FaceTime people all the time.
Let's see what she's doing. Hold on. Hold on. Here we go. Amber's FaceTiming. Let's see what she's got to say. Might have been a butt dial.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
This means Amber was snooping on me for something. If she's on my name. So I don't individually text with Amber very much. It's usually in a group chat.
Somebody said, if Kerr keeps playing Nick Young, the Rockets will salivate because Nick Young is officially scrubbed them classification.
Well, I think the Warriors...
Telecast last night, they said, man, the Golden State has really changed the way people think about Nick Young.
No, they haven't.
I know.
They got cocky because they want to ring with JaVale McGee. And so they're like,
is he still there?
Yeah, he just doesn't play.
So is Zaza. He's also still on the team.
He doesn't play. David West is still there. He don't play.
Well, he's hurt. Isn't he banged up? David West is banged up.
Yeah, he's banged up. It's called being 50.
Well, no, they can't play. Who are they gonna guard?
With David West?
Yeah.
A chair.
No, but I'm saying, yeah, Capella's in there. He's young, jumping out the gym.
Yeah, they have Kevin Looney playing more than David West.
Right.
You can't play David West. Can't play West. Can't do it.
Somebody said Whiteside needs to show himself sitting down on a chair.
I wish
he's used to it.
I wish S'mores would tell Whiteside, get out of my face until you get yourself in shape.
S'mores.
S'mores. S'mores.
Oh, ready for this one? This is what you do. You're a Heat fan. Heat fans do the same thing every year with the hating, then loving, then hating Hassan.
Yeah, welcome to Sports Guy.
Really?
Yeah. Huh? Who's the sport? Let me ask you something. Who is the sports fan for a guy? When a guy stinks up the joint, he's just like, still love you, man. Good job. Believe in you. You'll get him next time. It's results-oriented business.
We do that with Dwayne Wade.
Hold on. Dwayne has put in some mileage.
Correct.
You got to reach a certain status to be Teflon.
Wait. I asked, why can't we wait before Hassan gives us something before we just go all gung-ho back at Hassan? So it's your own fault.
No, it's your own fault. He did give us, like, look, Hassan Whiteside, he made an all-defense team. He led the league in rebounds.
Did he make all-defense?
Yeah, second team. But he made all-defense.
This year?
No. Get out of here. It was like 40 games.
All right.
No, 2 years ago. 2 years ago, he was second team all defense. And when he led the league in blocks is when he made all defense. Right. And then he led the league in rebounding, I think in 17. But this year, not so good. So it's not like he had nothing. But the problem is Hassan's like, it's like the valleys, man. The valleys are so bad.
Wait, no. Now you understand how a guy can only get in the NBA when he's 27 after playing in Lebanon. There you have it.
Disappointing. That's what it is. I'm disappointed.
You're disappointed in what?
That I'm disappointed in him.
Hassan was who most people thought he was.
I'm disappointed in him, and I'm disappointed that he blames it all on Eric Spoelstra. I'm not saying Eric Spoelstra doesn't have fault, maybe in some way, because Eric Spoelstra... But Eric's supposed to trust who he trusts.
What is he supposed to? No, it has nothing to do with trust, man. You have a responsibility to the other guys on that team. And if you dump it in Hassan, he starts dribbling off people's legs and he can't pass it to the open guy. When you have a bunch of three-point shooters out there,
but it's hard. I know. It's kind of like with Pop and LaMarcus Aldridge. Like, it's gotten to frost level. You remember when he went to
he wanted to leave. But guess what? It wasn't because LaMarcus Aldridge didn't put it in and wasn't a great player or a good player.
No, but he wasn't as good until Pop sat down with him and tried to put him in his comfort zone.
But here's the thing. Do you ever have to worry about effort? Do you ever have to worry about, you know, this guy's a professional, so he could go have that talk.
Yeah.
Okay, you want Spo to take a guy serious that Snapchat's talking to cats and fish?
That's not fair.
It's not fair. Name another NBA player that talks to cats and fish.
S'mores.
Right. Right. And asking the cat over and over again why he won't holler at IG. Okay, name another basketball player, even if it's just for fun.
Huh? JaVale McGee doesn't even do that. And he's sillier than Hassan.
JaVale McGee.
He once shot a ball from half court with 15 seconds left to go in the quarter.
JaVale McGee won a ring with a rat tail.
S'mores.
So, look, I get it. The problem is I'm almost guessing you're stuck with him.
Yeah, I think so.
But do you think it's going to be any different next year?
I don't know, man. I think the only difference is, like, I think at this point, the Heat are definitely going to be in, you know what, we messed up, we're going to eat it. We're not going to even try doing the token stuff next year. Because that's what it felt like at the end. Like, they have to, let's just see if he's got
okay,
it.
Okay, but no, look, here's my only question. And you can explain this, or you could try to answer it. You got four of the guys on the floor. What can you count on Hassan for on a consistent basis? What?
I can't answer that.
If you got three-point shooting on the floor and you have a big man, you need your big man to be able to make a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, yeah, man.
Even if he wasn't able to make a pass, I'd like him to be the defensive stalwart he used to be. I'd like people to fear going up against him at the rim. That's what it used to be with him. You know, even fitting into the system, like, it doesn't seem like that anymore. There's just too many times where it's just like, it's turnstile city for him.
Right.
You know? Because, you know, the dunks and all that stuff, dumping into Hassan, that was all bonus. Like, look, we'd walk into games and Hassan would be, it'd be like, oh, it's Hassan. He's good for 15-15 every night. But, you know, it'd be 15-15 with three blocks or four blocks or five blocks.
Right.
People didn't want to go up and into the paint against Hassan Whiteside. Now it's just like, all right, S'mores, what are we doing
and,
today?
And we all...
Maybe we can... You know what? It seems like S'mores gives tougher love. Let's bring S'mores and put him on the bench.
S'mores.
Right. See? Somebody also pointed out Aldridge had a proven track record of success.
Totally.
I mean, Hassan...
Yeah, but again, it's not like Hassan was a bum.
No, you know, not...
Maybe Hassan was overpaid. He was overpaid.
We're not even talking about the money point. I don't care who he is, okay? How does he help the team win?
S'mores.
I can't. We're back after this.
Yeah, honestly, at this point, it's just let it rip. You know, throughout the rehab process, you're pushing it. You know, I'm grinding it out. I'm running. I'm cutting. I'm doing a lot more agility and movements that I won't really be doing in playing football. So the knee has been tested to the ninth degree, you know, of pushing it as far as it can go. So when I'm out on the field, I'm just playing football. You know, it's past thinking about it or questioning it, you know. And now it's just go out and do my job.
There's your Dolphins quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. He spoke to the media for the first time in 10 months today. He walked into the press conference and said, back from the dead. But
wait a minute. Is that NFL Films worthy?
Oh, we're
OTAs, baby.
Dude, we are Jonesing.
Oh,
we're
come
Jonesing.
On, man.
We're Jonesing for football.
Do you?
David fails through a deep bomb.
You know,
for a touchdown.
You know what's good to see? No disease of me on the Dolphins. So far. Perfect attendance at OTAs today. Perfect attendance. It's great to see. The culture changes here, Leroy.
Let me ask you
the
a question.
The culture changes
Let
here.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to throw this out there.
You know what?
Tom Brady,
yeah,
and Rob Gronkowski are skipping OTAs.
Yep, yep.
Julio Jones skipping OTAs.
Yeah, disease of me.
Who you got between the Dolphins?
Well, I mean, if we're talking talent, I mean, I
the Dolphins beat them last year. They beat both the Falcons and the Patriots last year.
I mean, if we're talking talent, I mean, I guess I'll go Julio Jones, but
right.
I mean, it's
please,
just
look,
good to see this harmony in the organization.
Look, I get it. I kind of bite my tongue on this to let you two clowns have at it. But it's voluntary.
I mean, they're a
that
huge,
means if you don't want to go, you don't have to.
Hunter Henry probably wishes he didn't go to OTAs.
He got cut?
No, he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
Oh.
And now there's rumors that maybe the Chargers should call the Patriots or Rob Gronkowski. It's already starting. Or they could just re-sign Antonio Gates.
I think it's funny.
No, he's... Oh, my goodness. He could barely run.
I think it's funny that Rob Gronkowski is so good that Bill can't trade him. because I think any other time with his antics and how he acts, as soon as he got too expensive, Bill Belichick would ship his ass out.
Rule number one, life is about tolerance.
But he is the least Belichick player ever.
If he gets a one for Gronkowski, I think Belichick does it in a heartbeat.
He's not, though. I don't think you can give up a one for Robin Gronkowski. He's too fragile. He's taking too much of a beating.
That's the problem, man. He's never played. It's been a while since he played more than 10 games, right?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
Got to be like 3 or 4 years.
I thought he played 10 games last year, but the year before when they won the Super Bowl, he barely played, and he wasn't even on the Super Bowl team.
Right.
When he's out there, he wasn't out there for the AFC Championship, basically. He was knocked out of the game.
Somebody said Tannehill might want to stop using the phrase, let it rip.
He played 8 games in 2016 and he played 7 games in 2013. Other than that, then 11 games in 2012. So he's had
how many did he play last year?
He played 14 last year.
Okay.
Played 14 last year. But yeah, he has 3 seasons where he's missed a lot of games.
Right.
So
you think, and I mean, keep in mind, he came into the league with a bad back.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Didn't he have back surgery?
Wasn't he suspended for a game this past year, too? Because remember, he
leveled that Buffalo Bills
player. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That cheap shot.
Oh, yeah, that was, whoo.
That was bad.
That was bad.
That was bad.
That was bad.
But, yeah, man, no, like, look, yeah, obviously you want their talent, but it is, look, I think it is big that you have Tannehill back. He has a lot of new weapons. I mean, that's got to be for something. I know they're not out there in pads or anything.
No, look, anytime – you know, quarterback and receivers can work together. It helps. And one of the hardest things for a young receiver to learn, and if you go to a practice, you will hear this yelled to a young receiver 1,000 times. Get your head around. Because in college, you get open, the quarterback throws it, you know, you see the ball leave the quarterback's hand, the whole thing. In the NFL, that ball's thrown before you come out of that turn, and you got to whip your head around and pick up the ball. So a lot of times when you see guys, it looks like they dropped the ball right in their hands. They didn't get their head around fast enough to pick up the ball. So it is something, whereas it adjusts from quarterback to quarterback. Some quarterbacks got a cannon, so you know you got to get it around.
Mm-hmm.
And some quarterbacks don't have a cannon, but the ball's going to be accurate, so you can kind of just lazily come out of the break. And the ball's going to be nice and soft.
Yeah, well, and he's in a situation where he's got a lot of his favorite target's gone, so he's got to find a new fave.
You want to hear how his workouts have been going with Danny Amendola?
Oh, I do. Yes. No, yes.
Yeah, Danny's a grinder. I'm excited to play with him. You know, he's like I said, he's been around a while. He's played a lot of football. He understands the game, and he works really hard. That's the first thing that impressed me is just how hard he works day in and day out. You know, we're throwing back in March, off site, and he's grinding. You know, he'll just keep going, hustle. never question, never look tired or anything. You know, he just keeps going. So he's been a lot of fun to play with so far. And, we just have to keep building that relationship and get fully on the same page. And that's what we have this time of year for, is to do that, to iron out the kinks. And, you know, once the fall comes, we'll be in good shape.
Wake up.
Be excited. We got a grinder. Of course the white guy's a grinder. Of course he is.
Hey, so basically he just explained Matthew Dellavedova.
Yeah.
Is that the equivalent to the slot receiver? Yeah. The hard worker?
Jim Rutt.
Hey, that's another one. There's a whole bunch of terms that he used, like without saying how good a guy is at his position.
It's crafty.
Crafty, Jim Rutt, studies... A student of the game.
Chris
Brown. Student of the game.
Chris Brown.
I don't
runner.
Care if you're a student of the game. I want you to play well. Oh, gosh.
Any other gems, Robbie? What do we got from the tan man? This is riveting stuff. We haven't heard him talk in 10 months.
Oh, yeah. You guys asked about how he's going to replace Jarvis Landry.
He didn't talk about Jarvis Landry, did he?
Yeah, losing Jarvis is tough. He's a heck of a competitor. You know, one of the most competitive guys on the football field. He loves the game. He loves playing. He loves competing. He loves winning.
Yeah. Wait a minute. They said everyone he ran saw the wrong that. Routes.
So obviously, you know, it's not the easiest guy to replace, and it's tough to replace. But
I'm really excited about the guys that we brought in.
I think
we brought in veteran guys, guys that have played at high levels, guys that have played for championships.
Moment of silence, then we move on.
That can really help us. You know, with the combination of the guys we have, we really have a stacked receiver room right now that you feel really confident no matter who's in the game that we're going to have good matchups and can win. You know, you had Albert Wilson, you had Danny Amendola, Frank Gore in the backfield. All these guys have played at a really high level for a long time, and I'm excited about playing with them.
Oh, man. Hey, he's so right. They are stacked.
Hey, tip to 40 for your dead homie. On to the next one.
Yeah.
He gave a word of acknowledgement for the success that me and the past guy had. On to the new guy.
Wouldn't you freelance too if Jay Cutler was your quarterback for a year?
Yeah, but you think they were complaining about that just from Jay Cutler?
I think everybody complained about more stuff because of Jay Cutler. I think Jay Cutler put such a cloud on this team.
You know what sucks? That everybody else cared so much and it bothered them so much. And the guy that was bothering them so much didn't care.
Nope. He's like, $10 million.
I don't need to be in shape.
Don't need to be in shape.
Yeah.
Let it rip.
Let it
see
rip.
How it goes.
Oh, somebody said, lunch pail guy.
Oh, yeah. Brings the hard hat.
What about the hard hat?
Brings the hard hat and the lunch pail. Danny Amendola is all those things.
High motor.
Oh. He's got it all, man.
High motor. Wait, football IQ?
Yeah.
Oh,
high football IQ. Things.
All those things. Yeah. He's very knowledgeable about football, but he runs a 4.6.
First one here. Last one to leave.
Oh, yeah. I could tell you.
How is it possible all these people are the last ones to leave?
Right.
Someone's got to leave first.
Let me tell you. If practice ends at 5 o'clock, you go in there at about 5:30, crickets.
Every athlete says they're the hardest worker. They're all hard workers. But you can't, like, how can they all claim I'm the last one to leave? Why can't somebody just say, you know what? I'm like, once there's like three here, I'm out.
Blue collar?
Oh, absolutely.
I wait for someone to break the seal, and then I leave.
Yeah.
Right.
But I was just like, I can't be first.
Oh, no. Here's my favorite. You know this guy absolutely has no athletic ability whatsoever. Glue guy.
Yep.
The glue guy sucks. He can't make a basket.
Yeah.
Glue guy.
Danny Amendola brings the room together.
Yes. Yep. Brings the room together.
Unbelievable.
Oh, wait. Let's not forget the old chip on the shoulder.
Plays with an edge.
Yes. Oh.
Are you a high motor if you're a wide receiver? Because I feel like that's saved more for linebacker.
Oh, here we go. Hard worker. Keeps his nose in the books.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Always studying. Always in the playbook.
Yep. Quarterback's always a company man.
He is such a company man. Ryan Tannehill is the company man.
Yeah.
You want to hear about the culture change from last season to this season?
No. Hold on. Ryan Tannehill already feels the culture change that they were trying to put through. Oh,
he did not say that.
No. Let's hear the man speak.
I don't think we had a bad culture. I think the guys that we brought in are already bought in, and now we're fully aligned, and we can just drive forward.
What are we buying?
Culture.
That's a big factor in performance of teams is everyone being on the same page, not having any subtractions. You know, we always want to be adding to each other, right? Providing opportunities, providing energy to each other and feeding off each other. So I'm excited about the guys we have and the opportunities we have in front of us.
You know what else Amendola has? Championship pedigree.
Oh, you bet your ass he does. You bet your ass he does. Bringing them rings.
Locker room presence?
Of course. Great locker room presence.
Oh.
Unbelievable. Oh my God. It's good to see that he could definitely feel the culture change already. Tremendous.
Man.
Second day in OTAs. It's already kicking in.
It's already here, man. This is the team Adam Gase wanted all along. I think I've read 6 articles about that already. This is what he wanted all along. When he got here, don't know what team I want. Let's see what I got. That's fair. That was a great policy by
Adam
Gase.
I loved it.
Last year, never really wanted it. Had Jay Cutler, even though I wanted Jay Cutler here and paid him $10 million. But this year, clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. This is what he wanted all along. All of it. This is what he wanted.
Until
Week 8.
No, look, I said they'd be better. Regardless of how much I'm like, look, the changes that they've made and the people that they got rid of, okay? Everybody thinks they're losing a lot. They didn't lose a lot. Your slot guy can't be your main receiver and if you expect to win.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a threat somewhere else. Now, there's exceptions to the rule, you know, with, you know, the Patriots, who everybody thinks that their slot guy is their main guy. They got weapons all over the field.
Oh, yeah, but better trust. Like, once Julian Edelman wants to be paid like Julio Jones, his ass is on the streets.
Uh-oh. Grit.
Oh, yeah. So much grit.
Yeah.
Grindstone.
Oh, yeah. Keeps his nose to the grindstone.
Grindstone.
Hey, I got to tell you.
I feel footballed up, man.
Really?
I feel footballed up.
So, basically, we just listened to 5 or 6 comments from Ryan Tannehill.
And we learned a lot.
No, you didn't.
Oh,
you are not.
What are you talking about?
One bit smarter about Dolphins football than you were before we listened to that.
I disagree.
Here, you could change the team, and somebody in say Atlanta is interviewing their quarterback.
Yeah,
and he's saying the same thing, except not for the knee stuff.
Yeah, but they don't have culture change because Julio Jones isn't there.
Really?
Yeah, he's not at OTAs. So how can he get better with Matt Ryan? Just going to rest on their laurels?
If you're an Atlanta fan, do you care if Julio Jones is there?
I don't know.
You know what you say? Bruh, come back when you're feeling better. Make sure you're here by September.
Seems the Heat have another snub after these offseason awards have come through. We'll tell you about it next. Ticket.
Oh man. He's a grinder.
We've used that one.
Understands the moment.
Oh my god. Man. So, did you guys see Richie Incognito is down here? He just got released by the Bills. He was
And he probably just got released by the authorities.
Well, he was apparently partying his ass off in Delray and was buying shots for people at this bar in Delray. But then the story comes out today that he was, this is according to TMZ, Richie Incognito, former Dolphins guard, was involved in an altercation with another man at an upscale Florida gym, apparently in Boca, where the victim is claiming Incognito threw a dumbbell at him. A dumbbell. I wonder how much it was. Multiple sources tell TMZ the four-time lineman was working out early Wednesday morning when he got into it with another guy who was working out. We spoke to the alleged victim who tells us Incognito first threw a tennis ball at him for no reason before grabbing a dumbbell and heaving that as well. The alleged victim says Incognito was rambling about the government and screaming at the man to get off my effing playground. Law enforcement confirms that cops were called to the gym to meet Incognito. Multiple sources say that Incognito was taken away by police, but cops wouldn't say if he was formally arrested. They've tried to be in touch with Incognito, but no luck so far. And their update in the story was law enforcement tells TMZ Incognito was placed on involuntary psychiatric evaluation, which is essentially an equivalent to 5150 in California. So technically he was not arrested, but forced mental evaluation. It's not the first time that he's been placed on that. So,
oh yeah, he smashed his car.
Yeah, he went crazy on his Ferrari. Yeah, man, that's I like Richie Incognito. He's obviously a friend of the morning show. He's a friend of Romberg's. So it's a bummer to read that he's still going through that kind of stuff. Obviously, there was a lot of weird stuff going on because he was like, remember when he went on that Twitter rant where he's like, I'm retired. Yep. Now he's unretired. I hope he's all right. So that's obviously not cool that he's throwing dumbbells at a guy, if that's true.
That's crazy.
I want to know how much that dumbbell was, though. I want to see how impressive that heave was.
Was it a 5-pounder?
Yeah. I need to know. Like, I think there's a difference between heaving a small weight or if he's chucking like a 30. You don't want to rip out that shoulder.
There's no 30-pound.
Yeah, there are.
You're talking about the little dumbbell.
Yeah, that's
I was
what I
assume. You're talking about the weights.
No. That would be like a plate. He's not throwing a plate at him.
All right.
That'd be crazy. It's an efficient way to throw at somebody. Because you gotta heave a plate at somebody.
Is it any crazier than throwing a dumbbell? Once you start throwing weights at people, You have already crossed.
Well, if you're at a certain distance and you get hit by a plate, you're slow.
That's true.
It's a slow frisbee coming your way.
Right.
I mean, it's not like Richie Incognito is Superman. I mean, he's a strong man. I've seen his bench press videos are impressive.
Uh-oh. I've been called out.
You've been called out? For what?
Leroy, you really think the Dolphins got better this season? That's not what I said. I said if they kept the same team they had last year, they would be better simply because they got the quarterback back. I know everybody thinks about Ryan Tannehill. Now, the offensive line is going to probably be a little better.
Oh, dude, I saw this Josh Sitton that they got. That dude is a guard. Yeah. He reeks of guard. He has the man bun.
It's almost like when you're a center or a guard, you have to have the full beard.
Yeah, he's portly. He has a massive beard with the that dude's gonna be good. I don't need to see film.
Well, he's been good.
I don't need to see any film.
He's been good.
He's worth the $13 million they paid him. Trust me.
He's been good though.
But you're right. They got him. And especially if their guard situation is better, you gotta imagine that's gonna help Laremy Tunsil.
Right.
And look, it's got also you've talked about the cohesion on the offensive line, so. Pouncey didn't practice last year.
Right.
He didn't practice.
Right.
So I think you got, Kilgore's the guy they got from San Francisco. Like, the fact that he's going to be out on the practice field with them is huge.
Makes him better.
Huge. Juwan James playing for a contract. Contract year, man.
Hey.
Hey.
You guys buy into that, you know, a little bit better. Dude, nobody wants to suck.
I understand. But. They were going to, weren't all the reports that they were going to get rid of his ass? And then they're just like, oh, this tackle market is expensive. Because you see what guards are getting paid? Guards are banking. Imagine what tackles are getting.
Woo. The Jaguars, they signed Andrew Norwell, the ridiculous deal.
So much money. Yeah, man, I think you see the names that the Dolphins got rid of and you're just like, oh, this is a rebuilding year.
Right, because of the names, but not because of.
Now, I think there is going to be some rebuilding on the defense, but it's not necessarily rebuilding. It's just you're young.
You're going to be a little different, too, because you actually have three safeties now. So who's going to do what? When are you going to bring? You're probably going to have a safety playing somewhere in the box at all times. When are you going to do that? How are you going to work your coverage? So it's going to look a little different.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is that you still have to have a pass rush. And I would like them to have a little more beef at linebacker up the middle so that they can be better at stopping the run.
Just to give you guys, I teased a Heat player getting snubbed. Josh Richardson did not make all defense. He got three votes. Although looking at it, it's a lot more. It's not as egregious as Bam Adebayo not making the all-rookie team yesterday because looking at this roster of. I'd imagine he was going to make second team. He wasn't going to make first team. Rudy Gobert, Anthony Davis, Victor Oladipo, Drew Holiday, Robert Covington. Understandable, all of those guys. The second team is Joel Embiid, Draymond Green, Al Horford, DeJounte Murray, and Jimmy Butler. Pretty fair.
No, it's crazy. Klay Thompson's not on that list.
Klay Thompson was ahead of, he received 8 votes. Kevin Durant was ahead of him in points.
Do you know,
then Giannis, then Paul George, then
Chris
Paul.
Does anybody know of a time where Durant was playing lockdown defense?
I think it's been more noticeable that with him on Golden State. I mean, he's been like a heat-seeking missile with the blocks, too.
Okay.
Which, hey, bad time. You're 7 foot tall. I know you're, like, shamed because you don't like to say you're 7 foot Kevin Durant. You're 7 foot. It's enough. Let's stop pretending.
Right.
Let's stop pretending. You're 7 foot tall.
Right.
So Josh Richardson. I was telling you this during the break. I'm surprised looking at that list, though. Like, yeah, it's kind of a hard argument to make. Like, Josh Richardson's pretty damn excellent, and that's a hard list to get on.
That's a hard list. I mean, when you think of the guys who are in the also mentions.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Like the guys who have been all defense.
The guys who are – how did Ajay Robinson get – didn't he play, like, 3 games this year? How did he get on the list?
No, he played for, like, up until, like, Christmas.
So he played, like, 2 months. How did he get as many votes as Josh Richardson?
I mean,
that's stupid.
Because he can't shoot at all, so all he did was play defense?
Yeah, but for 2 weeks.
No, he played, what,
3 months.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
All right.
Not here for that party.
I mean, so now you have stooped to the level of, I'm going to look at the guys who are on the also mentions.
Yes.
And be pissed off why
shouldn't be
Jay
in the
Rich
same,
wasn't above them.
Shouldn't be on the same category.
Really?
All nope. Right. Fred Van Vliet is getting a vote. Really? Really?
Uh-oh. Leroy, if O-linemen are so replaceable, why are they being paid so much? Guard is greater than running back. I didn't say they weren't replaceable. What I said was, is one of the most important aspects of a good offensive line is cohesiveness. The fact that they get to play together for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, some of them are going to be better than others and get paid. But it's not necessarily how much you pay or how high you get drafted.
Somebody says put Amendola on pass rush. He always finds another gear.
Oh, that's one. That extra gear. He has that extra gear. I didn't have the extra gear.
But you're not saying anything that the head coach didn't say. When the head coach got here, he's like, I'll find a guard. Right. And they just paid him $13.5 million because they couldn't find a guard.
Right.
I mean, look, since Parcells, we've been talking about stupid guards. It's been ridiculous. It's been nonstop looking for guards. And they've been fleeced by a lot of them. Jake Grove. Who is he? Smiley.
Dallas Thomas.
Oh my God.
Billy Turner.
It's been Jameel Douglas. It's been crazy here, man. So we'll see. But I like what I'm hearing from Tannehill today. Smells like things are going in the right direction.
You can tell.
Yeah. But
you know what? No, from now on, every day, Robbie, let's start getting sound from other quarterbacks in the league and let's take notes. They're all going to sound the same.
Nah, I don't agree with that.
Really?
Tannehill got his head on his shoulders. Oh, another white guy term.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.